And now here we are at the midday with Norman. That would be me.
And with Stephanie, that would be me.
And who else is here?
That would be Sebastian de Rode.
You practiced that. You've been practicing.
I didn't quite get that R right. De Rode. He is a cellist from Amsterdam here in the studio with us. Welcome, Sebastian.
Well, thank you.
He has studied with all kinds of very famous cellists, and he performs with the Lagos Ensemble, and he also has played with the Dutch Philharmonic Orchestra, the Dutch Radio Symphony Orchestra, their Chamber Orchestra, and the NMF Cello Quartet, and he's got a couple of CDs. And he's performing here, not with a big symphony orchestra, not with a big chamber orchestra, but in a couple of small venues. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. In fact, you had a performance last night, so we'll ask how that goes. Well, thank you very much for coming by.
Well, happy to be here.
So do you have this approach for some particular reason that you're... are you doing this exclusively for a while, playing in places that you would not ordinarily expect to hear classical music played on a cello?
Well, the idea came up because my girlfriend lives here in Madison, and it's my job to play music, and it's so we thought about opportunities.
And this is not the first time this kind of thing has happened.
No. So, and yeah, so we thought about what would be possible, and we came up with, like, different locations where it would be nice to play, so we checked on what would be nice places, and so we came up to a bunch, and we approached these people, like, if they would be interested, and yeah, but quite a couple were. So
what kind of places are these?
Well, they're quite different. There's a bar, and and I play in a restaurant, and a
now
coffee
that,
house.
Now that we're smoke-free, you don't have to worry so much about the instrument.
No, right.
Speaking of the instrument, you play a very special instrument from the 18th century. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Yeah, it is. It's a great instrument. It's a Dutch instrument built by it's a famous maker, Kuipers. Probably difficult to pronounce. Mm-hmm. The instrument was built in 1770 in The Hague in Holland. And yeah, I got to play it. It's not mine. I get it by a music fund who has a lot of, they have a lot of instruments. And I applied, and so they gave me this instrument.
Is playing in bars okay with them?
I didn't tell them yet. But since it's non-smoking area, I don't think they will have problems with that.
What will be the highlight of your performance? What music are you focusing on?
You mean for the audience to be a highlight?
Or what's the program? What pieces are you playing?
Very different. It's pieces from Europe through the whole, well, classical area. I play a piece by Bach, and it's a pretty famous one. But I also play different pieces that are less famous. Like a Casado suite.
So more contemporary.
Yeah, but without sounding really modern. And there is a piece that is slightly more modern, but I explain a little bit about the piece so the audience know a little bit what to expect and to get a general picture. And yeah, so it's easier for them to know what's going on.
And so are these audiences ever surprised to see a cellist come out on the stage in these, you know, various, like, bars and cafes and so on? Is this something that you have to kind of, break the ice between you and the audience so they know what to expect and, you know, what to like?
I don't think it has to do specifically with bars. I mean, also with concert halls. What I found out is if you really talk to the audience just a bit, doesn't have to be big speeches, but if you just talk a bit, and there's more connection between the musician and the audience, and the audience get more relaxed.
We see a lot more of that lately, don't we?
Yeah,
concerts of all kinds.
Yeah.
You had your first gig last night in a place called Bon Appetit. What did you perform there, and how did the audience respond?
Well, they were really happy with what I did. It was great playing there. It's a lovely place. It's small, but with good food and really friendly surroundings. And so I play this Bach piece and this solo suite of Casado. I play first movement of a suite by Kodály and a piece by Ligeti.
It's the 20th century.
Yeah, basically. But it's kind of traditional sounding classic music. It's not this really modern stuff, like the Casado uses the Spanish sounds, uh-huh. the traditional Spanish sounds, and Kodály uses the Hungarian sounds, like the traditional sounds. So it's not really modern.
Well, there's a lot to be said for a small venue, isn't there? I mean, it's another way of establishing that bond between the performer and the audience. I mean, so much of this music was written to be performed in, say, a drawing room or a fairly small space anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to hear you in context with not one other, but three other cellists.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you say a cello quartet, you mean four cellists.
Yeah.
And these are all instrumentalists who have benefited from this NMF foundation that provides instruments. And Wilhelm Fitzenhagen is a Dutch composer who...
No, he's not.
That's
the other one. No.
No, we'll hear another one later, but yes.
He was a cellist, right?
Was a cellist, yeah, and good friends with Tchaikovsky.
And that famous Rococo Variations are connected with Fitzenhagen.
Yeah, right.
But he wrote some of his own stuff, including this. It's a kind of a waltz. How would that try as a concert waltz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's our guest, Sebastian da Rode, with three other cellists in that concert waltz by Wilhelm Fitzenhagen. Well, if you play the cello and you know three other people who do and they're pretty good at it, that would be one to take on.
That was a concert waltz by Wilhelm Fitzenhagen, and we heard it performed by the National Music Instrument Fund Quartet. That's the Instrument Fund of the Netherlands. And one of those cellists was Sebastian da Rode. He's our guest today on the Midday, and he's here in Wisconsin, performing at some intimate venues, specifically in Madison. In fact, he'll be performing at the Bon Appetit a little bit later today. And, not today.
That was
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be at
I
am late for that one. Washington Hotel Coffee Room is tomorrow evening at 6:30. And then on Saturday the 27th, he'll be at the Frequency for an amplified show.
What does that mean?
Well, lightly amplified. Well, I'm not sure about that. How much to amplify it probably depends on the crowds.
Yeah.
They go wild.
Yeah, that's right. Turn it up.
Yeah. No, it's not really amplified. It's more... We'll see about how that goes, because it's a bar and might be noisy.
So if you need to rise above the conversation,
yeah, but that's a dangerous thing to do, because if you play stronger, the crowds go louder. So where to balance it? So
you get into
we'll see about that.
A volume war there.
Yeah,
but I guess even 18th century cellos and other string instruments are occasionally amplified.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, for one reason or another, guitars certainly can be.
Oh, certainly, to rise above
the rest
the
of those other pesky players, you know.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm playing here.
Well, we were listening to the quartet playing, and it was interesting, Sebastian, that you mentioned that there was an 18th century cello, a modern cello, a 17th century cello.
Yeah.
It was quite a variety and a lovely sound. And all of those provided by what you think might be one of the larger foundations that provides instruments in the world.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're the biggest foundation that own instruments, and they give it in loan to people they think are promising or young people there in need of an instrument, or well, whatever reason is, you apply for it, and they look at it, and if it sounds interesting, they have something, they call you. Oh.
That's kind of a nice foundation to be connected with.
Oh yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with that.
It's a lovely CD. In fact, if you'd like information about the music that we're listening to today, you can look at cellocuartet.nl, and that's cello quartet spelled K-W-A-R-T-E-T. This is Dutch, after all. Dot N-L for Netherlands.
A nice, wholesome approach to the spelling of Latin words. Spell with a K-W. What's this Q-U stuff?
That's right. Phonetics, after all.
Let's hear another one. We mentioned a Dutch composer, Samuel de Lange, Jr., who has provided a nocturne. He wrote it in 1900. And as with the Fitzenhagen, these were actually written for four cellos, both
of
these pieces?
Yeah, that's an original piece, yeah.
So, and this is a nocturne by de Lange, and again played by the NMF Quartet. Quartet. Cellos make a very nice nocturnal sound, don't they?
That was by Samuel de Lange. He was one of two brothers, a cello and pianist duo who went around Europe performing. It was lovely, as arranged for four cellos. That was a performance by the National Music Instrument Fund of Netherlands Cello Quartet.
His nocturne that he wrote in 1900.
And one of those cellists, Sebastian de Roda, who is our guest this afternoon on the midday.
You're going to have to come back often so that Stephanie can say that more often. Clearly she's
doing a good job
enjoying that
well,
experience.
We always ask our guests how to pronounce their name correctly before we say it the first time, and I'm hoping that got it right.
Oh, yes.
Sebastian is here in Wisconsin because he is performing in Madison at small venues, solo cello, some Casado and Kodai and Bach. If you're in South Central Wisconsin, he'll be performing Friday night at the Washington Hotel, and tonight at Bon Appetit Cafe, 6:30, and at the Frequency on Saturday night.
Well, we will thank you for stopping by, Sebastian de Roda.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Very nice to have a different kind of performance, or talk about a different kind of performance, and I hope you have a really nice audience this coming week or two.
Well, I think so. I will have. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be good for everybody, performer and audience alike. Well, we'll hear you in the context of a string quartet now, the usual kind of string quartet, the last couple of movements of string quartet, one of the Razumovsky quartets of Beethoven,